The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson a quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the Gas
Big J sucks. Big J sucks. Big J sucks. Big J sucks. Welcome to Legion of Skanks. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Unfortunately, Big J cannot be here. He's up in Montreal repping the Skanks in the fucking great country of Canada.
All right.
Yeah.
They're a totalitarian communist hellhole.
Is it bad, Dave? I don't pay attention to politics.
No.
Is it?
They've been communist ever since the last time I did Just for Laughs.
They didn't invite you
since
back?
Since 2017.
First and only time.
twice.
Okay. Also, obviously, as here as always, the great Dave Smith is here. Come on
what
now.
What the fuck's up?
Yay.
Come on, give it to me. When Jay's not here, those are my funny episodes.
Yeah, dude, Dave's going to do all the heavy lifting.
I realize I got to pull my weight.
Very happy to have here a regular here on the Legion of Skanks, ladies and gentlemen. You know him and love him from his show, the Colin Turrell Show. It's Colin Turrell.
Thank you.
And also a very special guest. I'm so excited to have you here because you should not
against
be doing...
Against the advice of all managers and friends.
Everybody saw this and was like, oh, things aren't going well.
I can tell which comedians want me to get canceled based on the ones that encouraged me to do this.
Nice.
Random people on the street told her, I don't think that's a good business decision.
The homeless guy going, I wouldn't.
I also do need to really do a quick disclaimer. A pen exploded in my purse.
She's on her period, folks.
Or.
Last one. Come
or,
on.
Or now that Roe v. Wade was overturned, I have to give myself abortions.
Oh, there were triplets. I can tell by the amount of blood.
Ladies and gentlemen, the great Whitney Cummings is here.
Hi,
come on.
Hi. I don't make fun of comedians. I think that's played. I don't talk shit about comedians, but I do talk shit about comedians' fans. A lot of comedians' fans are fucking nerds. These are easily the coolest fans I've ever seen.
Hell yeah.
Pandering will get you everywhere.
This is how Whitney got a TV show.
These guys look like they came from Comic-Con.
I mean,
cool.
I am afraid I'm going to get tetanus, but they're lovely.
Yeah, no, they're...
You already have it, for sure. But that is... You do see... Whitney ingratiated herself very quickly. They already like her more than us.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you, they're actually fucking cool. They're not a bunch of, like, Madewell dorks.
So yeah. Good. That's what you need to get to the top. That perfect... fucking poker face lying right to these fat dorks' face. Look at these fucking racist virgins. These guys suck.
No,
I wouldn't take them. I won't take
the average. The average weight is 320 pounds in this room. Nobody showered in days.
That's not how I made it. It's this tiny ass pussy, bitch.
How many fat losers are in the back going, I always knew I was cool.
No.
Yeah.
Finally, Whitney articulated it. You do shit on comedians. Yes.
Look, I'm very excited to have this show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Whitney, I don't know what's going through your head, why you would do this show.
By the way, I love that you guys think that you're like so dangerous. Let's see.
Yeah. Edgy boys.
You're fucking
Lewis Louis the Edgy Boy. Louis.
What are you doing here?
I'm glad that you think you have the power to ruin my career. Let's see. I fucking dare you. Dare you. Dare you. Dare you. Dare you. Let's see.
All right, hold on. Have you met Hate Speech the Bear?
Oh, Hate Speech.
Oh, sorry. Oh, you fucked it up. The Zog Machine.
Jew by Jew by Jew. The white man marches on.
You know, you got a hile. You got it. Like a conductor, you kind of hile to that. Like this, kind of.
Oh, it's a bear.
It's a bear, dude.
He's a lovely little.
You love animals. You said you love all animals.
No, I didn't say all
Even
animals.
Even racist Proud Boy bears.
Is that what that is?
He's Hate Speech the Bear. He teaches kids about hate.
Yeah, but who taught him? You know, it's a system.
He's been listening to the show since its inception. So, no, Whitney, you're very cool to do the show. We spoke before the show. I'm very happy that you're here. We've been fucking killing it with A-list fucking guests lately.
Yeah.
This is a new thing.
Whoa. Have you?
We have been.
Who?
We had Dr. Phil. Dr. Steve.
I am so much more famous than fucking Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew's famous.
You didn't even know he was a doctor until the last episode.
Yeah, but the question is, are you more famous than Dr. Phil, who we did not have on
our show?
We
thought we had Dr. Phil the whole show, and then
what's Oprah like?
You can't have Jay and Dr. Phil in the same show.
Who is the most famous? I mean, Whitney might be one of the more famous people we've ever...
No, look, fame is like an opinion thing, right?
Right.
What the fuck is your accent?
Whoa.
Why are you trying to be hotter?
Hotter,
hotter.
Whoa, hey.
I've never heard that word. Hotter.
When you met me, do you speak in that all the time?
Yeah. If you shut the fuck up for once and listen, you're in New York now, bitch. We be yapping.
is this what white male comedians have to do to get attention now? They have to pretend they're from somewhere else.
Dude, I'm just watching Colm lay down the moves on Whitney right now.
I need
She
money.
Said hotter, and it blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, hotter? Whitney kind of wants to fuck Colm.
Yeah, listen.
This would be a big move.
Things are tough.
So this is your accent?
Yeah, I'm from Ireland.
For real? Yeah. Oh, when we met, you didn't do that.
I swear, yeah.
What if Colm has been lying the whole time?
Did you pretend you weren't a leprechaun when we met?
Has this been an act the whole time, Colm? Are you just one of these regulars?
I thought he was like the Irish Carlos Mencia who's Mexican. Maybe like Esty at the Comedy Cellar was like, you need to try something else. And he's like, me Lucky Charms.
What the fuck is going on right now?
Whitney just fucking dunked on you, dude.
You told me to shut up that? And it was a bad idea.
Wow,
I'm like
dude.
A leprechaun. Bad idea.
Wow, dude, she just shut you the fuck down, dude.
No, I'm jerking him off under the table. Yes. It's fine. This is part of our foreplay.
I do like it. Whitney,
you guys are either going to be mortal enemies or one power couple by the end of this show.
This is it. Whitney, are you single?
No.
No, not single.
Not single.
Sorry, fake Irish guy.
Okay.
It's not going to happen.
Well, this is bullshit.
I have a theory that women, even when they're with someone, they're always like looking for the upgrade so they can never just stay single.
Dude, if Colm is an upgrade, I want to see what the fuck you have right now in your life.
I'll beat the shit out of that girl. Yeah,
I'll tell you though, sometimes these like overly confident white guys have trust funds when they're comedians.
No. Not this one. Yeah, this one is straight from the potato famine.
Distrust fund.
I call it trust fund.
Trust issues.
Yeah. Look, Colm, I told Colm not to get... Colm. It's
Colm?
Actually, it's supposed to be Colm, right?
No, it's not. It's supposed to be Colm, but it's...
It's spelled...
Oh my God, your parents hate you.
It's spelled C-O-L-M.
Yeah, legally... Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It is legally.
Yeah. Don't tell me no, Alex.
That's so weird that.
By the way,
Alex
me and Alex both started dressing like we own boats today.
Are you, hold on, Alex, are you the girl on the show they don't let talk but have here just to look progressive?
No, that's one of these browns floating around over here.
We just did our woke turn Olympics. So we hired specifically a brown intern just so we didn't get called racist anymore.
Having a white chick doesn't pass for being woke anymore. You got to have a couple trans or brown.
She looks like she could be trans, like native or something.
Yeah.
Trans. No, that's me.
Alex.
Yeah, that's me.
Also, Lewis.
Not me.
Lewis, you don't look like you own a boat, but I look you put on a shirt, and you're like, I look like I own a boat. I'm a boat guy now. Are you kidding me?
This is what guys who own boats look like. What are you talking about,
dude? You look like you have a fucking jet ski in Pensacola. Full of fucking cocaine with fentanyl in it.
Shut up, Whitney. This is our show. You were supposed to be intimidated by us.
We're edgy.
Could you imagine if the end result of this is somehow Whitney gets us canceled? Did I just lose my $70,000 a year because Whitney came on my show?
Sorry.
Oh, shit. Look, we have a lot to talk about on the show. I'm excited about a lot of this stuff. We have all these bits. We planned specific bits because I wanted to make sure that it was going to be a good show. And we have a bunch of them that are great. I think we should start off with
giving Whitney weed.
Yes. Oh, you know, I didn't.
Can I tell you something? Bill Cosby ruined it for everyone. Now comedians don't give women any drugs.
Oh, listen to me. I'm not worried about what Cosby did. I'm trying to fucking reinvent the wheel.
Sure, he went down, but what a ride. You know what I mean?
But did they keep him down?
I don't know what that is.
You're going to take a dab.
I don't know what this is.
Do you smoke a lot of weed?
I don't have an apothecary.
I'm going to get...
Yeah, just to sign an NDA on this.
Okay, but I... Hold on.
It's not as bad as it looks. It is weed. It's not like a different drug.
I'm giving you crack.
I'm used to getting roofied the old-fashioned way.
No. It's look.
I truly don't know.
I'm gonna
do
the tiny. It's like a bong.
I'm worried. I'm gonna just do this.
Don't touch. Whitney, do not touch the part that he's lighting on fire.
We had a comic grab that like it was a bong piece, and he burned his finger. It was crazy. So don't do that.
Don't touch anything.
So all you're gonna do is you're gonna suck.
Every audition in my 20s. I thought I'd do that to get on your show.
Yeah. So here we go. So I'm gonna give you a tiny, tiny one. It's just a bong hit. It's concentrated weed.
Can I just have some of this?
Yes. I'm not going to give it to you against your will, but if you're a pussy, it's fine. You don't have to take it. It's not even a big deal. It's a little tiny dab. You're from L.A. You have a Klonopin addiction. What is going on right now?
you've been with me for 5 minutes. Does this look like Klonopin? I just don't. Will you do one to show me? Yes. Do it. Oh. Okay. I get it. Okay.
Don't touch the... Please, yeah.
Pull it, Whitney. Jesus.
Crazy.
There we go. And you can have Whitney. Right. Whitney.
What are you? Are we kissing? What are you?
I'm gonna give you a. You pussy.
I'm not doing that. Like that.
You pussy.
I tried to shotgun my.
Dude, she
my
was trying to
mom.
Shotgun you, dude. You're such a faggot. Holy dude. Shit, dude.
No.
You didn't freeze up.
I didn't know what it was.
You're such a pussy, dude.
I thought she was breeding now.
No, actually, hold on. No, to be fair, if he wanted to kiss me, he's a gay man.
No, that's not true. Whitney's hot,
that's
dude.
That's a straight man's Calm. Reaction.
Well, I'm gonna say this to you as somebody who loves and cares about you. This is your shot, dude.
wait,
your way out, man. This is it. Don't fucking blow it.
Do it again. Inject me with heroin, whatever you gotta do. I'm not gay. Come on, Whitney.
So listen. So one of the, Jay couldn't be here, right? Jay was really bummed out that he couldn't be here with you. You're a big guest, obviously, huge, right?
He's a big host.
Here. He's great. He's the biggest one here.
Yeah. Jay, Whitney called you fat.
I think she was saying that we're unknown.
Oh.
You know what? Two birds.
So Jay.
Do you not have ashtrays?
You just ash in our intern's mouth. Come here. Byron, open your mouth for Whitney to ash in. What's wrong with you, dude?
This would be funny.
Come on, dude. It'll be hilarious. Somebody's such a pussy. Oh, dude, this is why we're never going to pay him. I swear to God. That was the moment that he decided that he was never being paid.
You can't even be an ashtray. What can you do?
That's crazy. We don't know what he even does, dude. I swear to God, that would have been... If he would have come... I really mean this. If he would have come over and opened his mouth for Whitney Cummings to ash in his mouth, it would have solidified his loyalty to this show, and I would have been impressed, and I would have remembered it for the rest of my fucking life. And that would have been the beginning of a new thing with him.
He was taking a little bit of ash in the mouth away from moving right up from $12 to $15 an hour. And
he does not make $12 an hour, I promise you.
$12 a day. What does he make?
What? Oh, it's yeah. I know. So, how many questions did he do? He did.
Wait, what is the?
Can Jay like zoom in or anything?
So Jay, no, he's in Montreal on shows right now. Okay. But he has specific questions that he gave us that we have to blindly ask you. I haven't looked at the questions. I have no idea what they are.
Oh, amazing.
So, and that's the first thing we're going to do. So these are Big J's questions, and I'm very excited. We wish you could be here. Five down. I got it. What do you mean five down? Number five down. I thought I had it. By the way, that guy's laugh is real. It's the worst thing you're ever going to hear in your entire life. It's
almost as bad as my voice.
It's jarring, dude. It's really uncomfortable. So 5, 6, 7, and 8 are his questions. And then these are just other questions that you had some as well that you all right, that's
so Jay sent four questions.
Oh, Jay sent four. So column.
So math is not y'all's strong.
Column. All right. So column question number five you have to ask.
Okay, I'll ask. Yeah. All right. So I read up on you, Whitney, and I have this question for you. So
super natural vibe.
If I can fit. If I can fit my whole hand in my mouth right now. Can I open for you?
That's a good question.
What the fuck is a mout?
This is supposed to make her uncomfortable.
His whole hand in his mouth. That's actually great, dude. Tom's also, a very, very funny stand-up. And yeah, I mean, opening for you.
I have tiny hands.
It'd be life-changing for you.
I do have tiny. I'm more curious about if I can do it.
Yeah, we're all pretty interested. Even if he can't open for you, can he try?
I'm confused.
So if he can finish,
you bring me on tour with you.
He didn't say a whole tour. He said a show.
Wow. I read between the lines.
Do something that would make a woman want to open for you.
Getting ragdolled out here. All right.
Are you going to put your hand in your mouth?
You put his whole hand in his mouth, and if he can, you have to take him to open on a show for you.
I think that's fucking gross. Have you washed
too.
Your hand? Where does?
I wouldn't do it. So I wasn't. Are you kidding me? Thank God. I would never do that. To what? To play theaters and shit? No way. Have some respect.
That's what I thought. I was like, have some fucking respect.
Absolutely. No, yeah. I'm glad. You're right, Whitney.
Call him a wedding spit on his own hands.
I was like stretching. Like, I would never degrade myself.
Unhinged his jaw.
What? To play the Beacon Theater? Ugh, no way.
To play the Beacon Theater?
I'm happy on the beach.
All right, so we got an answer. The answer to that is no.
No.
Yeah, so she wouldn't bring me on the road. But where can I put my fist to go on the road?
All right.
Just really quick, is a hand in the mouth fully like a hot thing to sex?
I don't know, but talking to your mic a little more though.
Oh, first wow. Man that's ever wanted me to be louder when
yeah,
I talk.
Yeah, we want to hear you.
Like, is putting your hand and fist in your mouth hot to girls?
No.
I don't know what would be appealing to a girl about a
like
guy.
My mouth is so big, I can
that.
Fit your whole.
One if you, fucking
if you have
fist.
A really giant pussy,
good,
that might
good
be,
luck getting one of these men to stop talking. Am I right? Come on, Whitney. You know what?
Don't
these
ever
guys
touch
have had
me.
It.
I'm just curious if that was like an inside thing.
No, I don't think there's anything to that. I think it's just Jay being stoned
Jay
in a Montreal hotel.
I called Jay and he was so excited for this assignment.
What's the over under on me getting my hand?
In your mouth? Dude, don't.
What's a hand?
What?
Like, where does the hand start?
Oh, well, I mean, your whole fist maybe in your mouth. I couldn't do it. I have a huge man hands.
I've got tiny child hands.
Shout out man hands.
He didn't get GMOs as a baby the way we did.
That is true.
You think GMOs made our hands grow?
Fake milk.
Kind of. It was.
Is that your excuse for your very large hands?
I love that when a joke bombs, it's a fact all of a sudden.
I know.
Now everyone was like GMO. Everyone goes,
no, it was a joke that bombed.
Did she just call me a gay homo? What is GMO?
Motherless.
All right, question number two. This is right. Four. I have to ask this question. If you had to guess.
By the way, this is how sketched out I am and afraid, is I'm putting the drink up to my mouth so when you ask, I have time. So
yes.
I'm
yeah.
Drink so
no, it's okay.
It's not a bad strategy. Yeah.
This is a good question. Jay's great at this. If you had to guess, what do you think my dick looks like?
Jay's?
This is no mine.
Oh, yours.
This
I was saying,
is a question
never...
for me to ask you.
Jay wrote questions that we have to
I
ask.
I know, but
you.
I just got confused because Jay's probably never seen his own dick.
Ah, Jay's so fat.
Jay, you yes. fat fuck. How does that feel, dude?
You fat.
Can somebody say that in French real quick for him?
I might need someone to
le wobble.
Le fete fuck.
I feel like you have like a smooth hog.
Yeah. Okay.
You.
Like your head.
All guys always have good dicks.
Yeah. Both guys have good dicks.
You don't have a shitty dick and then are bald.
Hell yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Just let's go to Jamaica right now. I mean, right now.
Like, part of the reason you feel so confident being like, I don't need this hair, because you know that dick's going to deliver.
Hell yeah, my dick fucking delivers.
That is my
you heard
experience.
That? Wow.
You want to go to Jamaica with Lewis?
I'd go to Jamaica with her right now, Colin.
Do you ever think
grab that
all
baby,
inclusive?
Let's go. Let's return it.
Don't be racist. That's Black Baby is not about race. His name is Black Baby, but... And this is Baby Shane Gillis.
Ah, that's cute.
Yeah, he's very cute.
Laugh all you want. That baby was this close to Saturday Night Live.
The irony is it looks kind of Asian.
It really does.
It's Shane and the people he insulted had a baby.
He's a cute little baby. All right. So, and then in addition. Does it make you wet?
Okay.
Does it make you wet that I make out with the air when I masturbate?
Does it make me wet that you make out with
so,
the air?
So, and by the way, you can probably do this too, Pratt Whitney. Okay, sometimes when I masturbate, I get so into the fantasy that I will start making out with the air.
Not once. Not once.
Yeah, it's a...
I'll pantomime, grab the ass with
nipple?
The other hand.
Do a little nipple twerk?
Yeah, dude, I'll thumb the imaginary clit. I swear to God,
yeah,
there's a
I
lot of pantomime work.
Come here and kiss me, you imaginary whore.
Oh, yeah, more tongue.
So that, or does it weird you out that I do that?
Wait, so are you watching porn or you're just thinking about it?
Depends on what I'm doing. But sometimes I'll get so into...
I'm saying it's weirder to pantomime if you're watching porn than if you're just alone and, like, just... Making the best of what you can.
POV goggles. You gotta be.
Yeah.
You gotta be.
Well, I do the VR
and
porn.
Shit, are you?
The
VR, dude,
porn
VR porn. They. She comes over. She whispers in your ear, and it's on that side, and it blows my mind. You're blowing a load all over your fucking. You keep, it was I got a 9-year-old. They had to give him this headset afterwards. It's covered in jizz. It's awful.
You didn't even get you to loading the episode.
Dude, it's fucking wild, dude.
You're like, get those headphones off. They're stuck.
It's bad. Hopefully that makes you wet. Dave, your question number 7.
I have my...
Oh, you have yours. That's right.
That's me.
Imagining these being printed is so tragic.
Hey, Whitney.
Yeah? What's up?
What are you doing out of the kitchen, bitch? Why was mine the... Mine was really the meanest. Jesus Christ.
I'm so glad I didn't read these.
I actually would like to. Did you add the bitch or was that in there?
Oh no, bitch is right.
Because that is so. You know that was like, should I add bitch? There's a comma. Like a lot of thought went into the bitch part.
There was a comma, bitch, and question mark. I had to read what was in front of me. Man, fuck it. Sometimes Jay takes it too far, am I right?
Dude, what an asshole, dude.
By the way, the irony is at this comedy club, I just spent an hour in the literal kitchen.
Yeah, you were downstairs.
Like, how the fuck am I back here?
Whitney, she came in and she wanted to be away from all you fucking
no,
animals.
Didn't.
And she sat down. So she
took
said,
one look at you.
I would rather sit on the floor of the kitchen than be with these animals. And then she came in with this
she
whole song and dance.
She had a high talk in the mirror. What happened? Things are going so well.
You had a sitcom.
Look at these.
They're on the Legion of Skanks podcast. What happened?
I had 15 shows on at once at one time.
That's great. All right, I'm very excited. I mean, these are other questions. We don't need to ask the other questions, Bobby. It's fine. We got them.
Oh.
You can't read our notes.
He will hit you.
You can't read our notes.
Oh damn.
Just grab shit. This isn't LA.
It's you guys. That's his suicide note. It's weird.
All right, guys, let's take a quick second and thank our sponsor for today's show. You know them and love them, rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best available prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts.
Where is it? rockauto.com.
RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years. They make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. Lewis, you just wrecked your car again recently.
I always wreck my car once every 3 months. I get into a fender bender. I need a new fender. You know where I go? To RockAuto.com.
Lewis, as someone who needs every single auto part multiple times a year, how have you found the service and quality at RockAuto.com?
The best prices possible. They give you the best service possible. Everything that I need, nice and easy to use, best interface on the fucking internet. I'm a huge fan of rockauto.com.
Basically, seriously though, if you need any car part, you're going to get it without the storefront markup, so you're going to get it at the best possible price. They have everything you need. If you're a car guy right now, go to rockauto.com, check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have a lot of fun. It's fun, I'd imagine, for men.
Yeah, very easy. And there's no promo code. There's no promo code needed, dude. They got the best possible prices already, but if you do buy something, let them know that you heard about them on the Legion of Skanks podcast. rockauto.com. All right, where were we? All right, so there's a, all right, you know what? Fuck it. It's time for another game. We have a fun game that we play on this show that we made a special edition for you. Okay. So we've played in we've played Who's Most Justified Hitting a Woman, which is a fun game that we play.
Who won? Was it a celebrity or just a random person?
No, it can be a random person getting hit.
It's always not random videos, and it's always the
Johnny
idea
Depp.
Of the game is you see three videos, you have to pick the most justified. It doesn't, you know.
Even though it's an incorrigible act, who's the least incorrigible?
Who's the most warranted?
Right, exactly. One has to be the most justified, right?
Got it.
We play Who's Most Justified Hitting a Woman. We play Who's Most Justified Saying the N-word. And we think all of them, most of the time, are, but. These are two different games we play, and we know you love animals so much. We know you're a big animal lover. It's a thing that you're very passionate about, right?
Did you just bark?
Yeah.
Why did you pick the bitchiest dog?
He did pick a tiny dog. Because
they're about to show you a dog get a shovel in the head or something. There's not like who deserved to kill this dog the least.
You are very how passionate are you about animals?
I gotta be honest, you guys. I know you are looking for more excuses not to like me, but I do like rescue animals. I'm very into animals. I don't fuck with animal abusers.
Great.
Because here's the thing, people that abuse animals are normally psychopaths, sociopaths. If you abuse animals, you also abuse children, and the people that do that engage in like sex trafficking and stuff, which ladies, if you're being trafficked, just blink twice.
No, I'm reporting for sex trafficking.
Blink twice.
sex trafficking. Hell yeah, dude.
And
it's hot, dude. Whitney's talking all hot right now, dude. I'm gonna come.
I was always under the impression.
I'm like a gnarly animal. Yeah, I just
you love animals.
I the only one who was assuming all women at our show are either being or have been trafficked at some point in their life? How else do you end up here?
Yeah, dude.
What's the path?
Well, listen. In celebration of you, we decided to put together a very special edition of Who's Most Justified. This is Who's Most Justified Hitting an Animal. Ladies and gentlemen.
Who's Most Justified Hitting
You're going to tell
Animal.
Yeah. Put your headphones in. Put your headphones in, bitch. You got to listen.
Listen. We're going to give you a little context.
Are we on a voiceover like a Disney movie?
I can't hold your head to the screen, obviously.
Why? What happened to comedians?
I'm not an LA comedian. I'm not just going to grab your head and hold it against your will. I'm not your entire inner circle.
Hey, X.
So, look, obviously, if it's too much for you, you could turn away. We're not going to make you watch it, but I think, you know, we should watch it and just hear them.
Yeah.
One of these people are going to be most justified in their abuse of whichever animal they're hitting.
I'll admit, and I'm not the animal lover that Whitney is, but this makes me substantially more uncomfortable than hitting a woman. And I'm thinking, like, I have to examine why that is, because I know.
Because animals are voiceless and women won't shut the fuck up.
God.
Whitney.
So
Whitney, true. Whitney.
Dude, that's a quote.
Queen of the scams.
Well, I'll say examination over. That's the answer right there.
Well, it's like animals have never done anything wrong, you know. But you know what it is? Does anything that makes like I find this sometimes when people talk about like they get angry about pedophiles and pro-abortion and they get angry. Like animal abuse makes me like angry.
Angry.
Like it makes me like mad.
I like that. I like that.
But I should be okay.
What about You'll that? Be all right. I see the energy. You've changed your all energy right. a little bit. She's not as comfortable. Well, and I want you to have a good time.
I just feel like I should get credit for what I am cool with.
She's cool with everything
what
else.
What I have been cool with in the comedy community, I feel like I deserve a little fucking credit.
Dude, she keeps her fucking mouth shut. She
this
rules.
Is where I draw the line.
Whitney is not a rat, which is awesome.
God, I can name every comedian whether they're circumcised or not.
All right, so look, let's go to the first video. We'll see if it's too much, you know, you could... What is this? What
you
is
don't
this?
Oh, look. Come on.
Go to the Hold on. Not the other way around. As Greg Rutten.
Oh, this is a famous video. Pause it. So you've seen this video?
Well,
right?
No.
This guy. Have you seen this one?
This guy's...
Yeah. I've seen this video. It's the dog being chokeholded by Joe Rogan.
So, this dog is in a headlock by a kangaroo right now.
It kind of looks like they're best friends.
It does.
Yeah, they're not.
This guy comes over. Dude, oh, look, he's holding the dog.
Oh,
and then he starts boxing with the kangaroo. He's boxing the kangaroo. You can watch him box it.
Wow.
He punched it.
Good job.
Wait, right. That's not even bad. Come on. Oh, my God. He pulled the knife out. He's gutting the kangaroo. He's fucking the hole that he just stabbed into the kangaroo. This guy's sick.
He's coming after his kids. He pulled a kid out of his pouch. Oh, no.
He's not the baby kangaroo. He's raining in its blood.
Does that video bother you, Whitney? Because I feel like that you would love as an animal lover.
He just punched a kangaroo.
He's saving,
shot.
His dog.
I feel like this is as hard for me to watch as it is for you guys to watch Taylor Tomlinson's success.
Now, Taylor's hot. I don't listen
Every
to hot
day,
girls talk.
Like, Taylor!
Ooh, you bitch.
How dare you?
You bitch.
We're all shoutboxing to Taylor every day, dude. We hate Taylor.
I thought it was great. Okay. That was excellent.
All right. Go to the next
but
one.
But I did think that was, from an animal lover's perspective, that was a beautiful thing. It was like
and
a
also
guy
very justified. Very.
If, well, he also, he gave the kangaroo was, a shot. The kangaroo also, squared up first.
Yeah.
And then he was like, all right.
The kangaroo was murdering his dog.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Dogs over kangaroos in terms of the hierarchy of animals who rule.
So I am, as of 2 days ago, just took my third... that's not a good sign. My third rabies shot because a raccoon attacked one of my dogs and I punched it in the face.
Whoa! So,
okay. Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa!
Whoa! Oh, you animal abuser!
By the way, I'm a female comedian. You don't think I've ever heard that?
Wow. Whitney Cummins attacks innocent animals.
Well, no, it was... By the way, but I have like... I mean, I didn't get content out of it. I wasn't rolling, so probably not. That's the worst. Fuck, how did I not get that? But I'll kill an animal that's fucking with my animal.
Yeah. But you can't watch this guy square up with a kangaroo and punch it once.
It was a straight jab, wasn't it?
It's a weird thing. I get distressed.
It really bothers you. Wow, that's crazy.
It makes me.
Were you listening at least? Can you put your headphones on?
These don't work, and they never have.
Wow.
Headphones don't work.
Can you give Damalanda $20?
Did
you?
What fucking type of operation is this? These are the shitty.
Hello. Neither does the. Neither do these.
Hello.
These are. By the way,
thanks Byron for doing something, dude.
None of these.
Well, you down there the whole time? Where'd this guy come from?
I'm just saying, they're muffled. They're just muffling.
No, they're working.
Did you feel bad about punching the raccoon?
Was there like when Radio Shack was closing? Did you guys just fucking?
It's crazy. It's crazy. Their headphones are so terrible.
These are the worst.
We've had
headphones.
These for 10 years. Why do we have the shittiest headphones in podcasting?
By the way,
it is embarrassing to wear these.
I mean this. By next Monday, we have better headphones. This is crazy.
Dude, my IUD is bigger than this.
It needs to be.
I think I hear so.
Hello.
You got it.
Okay,
hello.
That, hello. That
doesn't work out. All right. So let's go to the next video.
The first guy I'm going
to
say.
Oh yeah. Well, let's talk about if he's justified or not. Extremely justified. He's about to kill your dog. He didn't fucking go crazy on this kangaroo. He gave one little pop.
Said,
"What
you ready?"
Yeah, dude. Walk away.
Him up.
Then called his dogs off. He was just trying to save his dogs and get out of there. Well, also, the kangaroo weirdly knew like a sleeper hold or something that he was putting the dog in.
It was a guillotine.
So bizarre. I just never thought that's the way. I never thought any animal animal would kill another animal by like being like, next to it. Go, shh, go to sleep. Don't fight. It'll be easier.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, the Diaz fucking fingers.
I did see that there was a vest on the dog. Does that mean it was a service dog?
No, he's just Puerto Rican.
Yeah, he's in a gang. He's saving up for a boat.
Yeah, that was a real connected dog. So,
I'm curious because if it was a service dog, maybe the dad was a fucking nerd.
Yeah, what?
A nerd.
So who cares? Either
I
way. Just,
but you know what I mean? It's someone's service dog, so he's like already anxious to move through the world without, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So like, then he needs that dog. This
or
dog
like he doesn't know how to solve this problem because he can't walk through the airport.
You think that was a blind guy just punched that kangaroo? Is that what?
What if?
I mean, that blind
Maybe.
Guy put that punch
Dude,
right on that kangaroo's chin.
Face, felt his face.
That nice. Kangaroo had no head movement.
I played a fucking kitten.
All right, let's go to the next one. So that one was pretty fucking justified, in my opinion.
There's no way the next
justified meter. That was like a 9.5.
This
all
is
right,
it. This
what
is
are we seeing here?
This is a puppy.
Let's
oh,
see.
No.
All right, so it's a woman. That's
oh,
a woman.
No.
What kind of dog is that?
The chair breaks and she squashes.
Wendy, nothing's happened yet. Stop being a pussy.
I'm not.
Why would you want to look at our ugly fans?
By the way, how dare you?
By the way, she's looking for a good looking one. She went, how dare
she went.
Fuck.
No, I'm just trying to make sure they don't shoot my nieces at school. please stay away from Staffordshire Elementary.
Dude, Whitney fucking rules. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
She's crushing it.
Oh, you're so sweet.
It. So good.
I suck at this game.
No, you're great at this game. It's fine. At least we get to make fun of you for being so gay about these animals. Barely being hit. Barely being struck, by the way.
I swear I don't believe in astrology or have crystals.
All right, good.
This is my only fucking shitty quality.
Let's go to the next one.
She leaves thinking this is a shitty quality. Yeah. I care about things. And we're like, you're an idiot. You fucking suck.
All right, let's go to the next one. This is an old woman.
Oh. Right,
she looks annoying.
Course he could just
about
say,
that donka.
Nah. But Charlie,
she's doing the ice bucket challenge.
Why?
Go ahead.
She starts yelling. There's children there. Oh. And this dog. Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh, you can hear him beating the shit out of the dog.
Are you okay?
No. Can someone replay my bark from earlier?
Yikes. Hold on.
Oh,
it's
no,
really long.
It's dead.
There's another 40 seconds of video.
He's bleeding.
It's his final breath.
Fucking pound.
Yeah.
Okay, I need you.
Look at her arm.
Oh, no. The kids. The kids. Here. That makes me sad. Bobby, why would you make me watch it with kids? I don't care about that old bitch or the dog.
No, it's not just your grandma's blood.
Women don't wear sports that involve a helmet. It's like, that's just a bad idea.
You gotta talk to your mic. What would you say?
Huh?
Huh?
Oh, was I talking like Helen Keller?
Yeah.
Was I really?
Yeah.
Oh,
crazy.
God. So here's the thing. This video is already pissing me off because in order to stop a dog from attacking someone, you have to put your finger in his butthole.
Yeah,
is
they should
true?
Have. So instead of punching it in the head a bunch.
Wait, that's true. You have to finger the dog's butthole.
I don't know what kind of dog that was, but the only real way to stop a dog from attack is to.
If I was a dog, I would attack someone every day.
No. Yeah, Lewis is like. Lewis is like Hannibal Lecter.
Oh no, I forgot again. I'm not supposed to attack people. Oh no.
No, he only attacks you if you're a hot blonde.
You know what's really sad about that video is that what happens is that it's a good dog. There's the kids there, and the dog loves the kids.
Yeah.
And the lady starts freaking out around the kids, and he thinks they're like attacking
Ooh,
the kids.
Cold water.
Just raising some money for MS. Just doing my bit for cerebral palsy or whatever this bullshit is.
So this feels like the podcast to share this on. This is when I have my ear bitten off by a dog.
Oh my god.
What is this?
Oh my god. I love a woman being in pain, but it's really hard to watch.
What was that?
This was a dog that bit my ear off.
Beat your ear off.
Can you send that to our producer so they can show it?
Can we see?
Sure.
Can I?
Did you successfully finger its butt?
No, I didn't. I was alone. I don't have your producer's number. No, don't say it. Do you want to just take my phone?
Yeah, text it to yourself.
I was going
to
give you the...
You don't need to.
Don't look through it, Byron, you fucking rapist.
Look at Byron jumping over. This is crazy.
It's okay. My pussy also looks like an ear that was just bitten off. Here, just put in your number. Okay, this guy.
Just take it in email.
Bobby doesn't want anyone else getting those numbers.
Yeah, just I can give him your email. Who cares if you, Dylan beat it.
Get out here, Dylan. Involved.
You fucking suck, Dylan, you bitch. Dylan thinks he's good looking. It makes me so angry. Whitney, do you think Dylan's good looking? This kid right here.
The guy.
God damn it, Whitney.
Yes.
You are retarded. I hate you.
He does.
Boo, Whitney. Dox her family. Boo.
I knew this wouldn't go well.
What, dude? He looks like Logan Paul. That guy.
That guy.
We hate it.
But I
kind of see it.
I don't know. I think everyone's kind of hot in their own fucking fucked up way.
Everyone?
All right, we got to have someone here to prove her wrong.
The ugly one. Stand up.
I get obsessed with this.
Come on, you know who you are. Come on, stand up. Don't make me come down there.
Hold on. I get obsessed with this because, like, as a guy, like, do you guys, like, sort of know how hot other guys are?
Kind of, yeah.
Isn't that weird?
But I'm
bisexual, so.
It's a financial thing.
Like, you think he's, like, ugly?
Who? Dylan? No, I don't think he's ugly. I don't think he's really good looking. I think he's a dweeb bitch.
That's the thing.
Maybe because I know his personality.
Personality is
sad.
But you have symmetry and teeth. Do you have good credit?
No.
All right. No. Oh, really?
No. All right. Dude, that's poor. This is enough for debate.
It's a little like much.
Yeah.
It's a little Woody from Toy Story.
Yeah.
I like that. There we go. This is better.
What I mean?
I'm back. All right. I'm back on Whitney. Whitney rules.
I don't know.
But you can find the hotness in anybody.
Yeah, like I don't.
What about this young Indian version of Dylan?
By the way, that looks like not bloated Dov Davidoff.
That's pretty good.
The ball guy.
That's a very specific reference.
I like it. No one at home can see it.
I know Dov.
Okay, that was just for you.
Everyone. That was good. All right, so let's go to the third video here.
The second one was very hard to judge because we didn't see what was actually happening. Like, were
they
beating
them.
The dog after he let go of her?
Were they beating him in an effort to get him off?
You always kill a dog.
But a dog doesn't act like that unless they've already been abused.
And you also, when you got a pit bull, I just feel like you kind of like, it's a responsibility on you. You got to know your dog.
Correct.
And if your pit bull's like one of those, then you got to keep them like in a situation.
Like
if your dog freaks out around nice old women doing things for charity.
But also.
If that's the type of dog you have, then maybe you should keep it on
also,
a leash.
Kids are very stressful to that. Kids like run around and hit them and they're banging all that. That noise is the most stressful thing to them. Like a lot of times dogs, they have really bad behavior when they have a collar that's metal to metal and you know it's like clanging because it's so loud.
So you feel bad for this dog in this situation, not the old lady having her throat ripped out by this fucking prisoner of a dog.
She just got an excuse for a facelift and I feel like everybody wins.
Yeah.
Was her face going so well?
Who's more justified?
Was it going in the right direction?
Oh my god. Whitney Collins.
Holy shit.
What the fuck was that?
That was a lot.
You guys really bring out the worst in me.
We really do.
Thank you.
That's the problem. We bring out the worst in everybody.
Yeah, give enough rope.
Yes, dude.
So, all right. So, look,
right,
I mean,
yeah, fuck this
I will
you
say,
guys are like, can we
this one
her?
Is more justified than the last one. The dog, pit bull's ripping your grandma's throat out for doing charity. That's a psychotic dog.
So you
dude.
Know that dog. You know that dog. He sleeps in your home with your kids. You feed it.
But
you
I mean, look, a kangaroo just trying to choke out a dog. You know, it wasn't even that far into the choke.
It's not even that bad of an
attack. Yeah, no, Lewis is convincing me. And also, the kangaroo choke kind of looked like he was, like, giving his little brother a noogie.
Yeah,
get over here, you fucking dog.
Yeah.
This one is more
justified. And he got a little fucking ba-bang. It was over after that, dude. It was like a fucking two middle schoolers fighting. This dog was going to... But honestly, that woman's probably dead. That woman's probably dead, okay? Do we know what happened at the end of all that? Oh my god, dude.
Sick.
Yeah, she looks cool now. You're right. She looks like a villain in a movie. I like it. All right, so go to the third one and we'll see which is the most justified. So what is this?
A karate master?
Oh, it's a bear. It's a bear. So this is a famous one.
I've seen this one, yeah.
So it's a bear and a karate guy.
Wait, actually, pull it, bring it to the beginning and do it with volume, because I think this is, I think the volume adds something to this one.
To the room? Crazy bear. Crazy.
And circus bear. Whitney, you can watch a bear get karate chopped by a guy. That's ridiculous.
He's wearing a gi.
The bear seems cute and cuddly.
So Liam Neeson has a bear.
Unpredictable, no matter what the setting.
Look, this is the first time he's ever met a lesbian. Look.
Yeah, look. The bear's like, fuck this bitch.
Get him! Get him!
All right. I'll already say, less justified than the second one. What is a punch going to do to a fucking bear? It means nothing.
It's done.
It's a pointless thing, dude. It means absolutely nothing, dude.
Right, so it's the moment when the bear turns and looks, he plots it for a minute.
Wah!
Like he's like, this bitch looks delicious.
Also, by the way,
I love women in green dresses.
The sensei?
Look, he's trying to wrestle the bear.
He has no skills.
There's no justification for this,
dude. He's just a guy wearing a karate costume. He doesn't have any skills.
It's not even that big of a bear.
Yeah.
Well, he's working on a Darce choke.
Yeah. You grab, look,
come on,
dude.
He's like, please, please. Oh, yeah, yes, get the cameraman.
I would just be more annoyed if I was the bear. Yeah. Did that woman live?
Why are they all wearing... Yeah, why is everyone in tuxedos? What was going on right there?
Shit.
So that was too much for you. It was a bear being karate chopped.
There is a video of a man in India trying to take a selfie with a wild bear, and he gets eaten.
Yeah.
And he won't stop taking the selfie, and it just eats him to death. And there's like 50 people around just filming it.
Yeah.
That is funny to me.
That's hilarious to you.
Like, I watch it over and over again.
Yeah, you kind of deserve... Like, it's hard to feel bad for people who do things that you're like... The essence of what you're doing is, isn't this so risky that I'm doing this?
Yes.
And it's like, yeah, and that's why.
But it's
also why the rest of us don't.
In all these cases, I'm such a fucking... woman, all these animals were abused in some way. The bear is abused if it's tamed in any way. The dog, obviously, you know what I mean? So I don't have a ton of sympathy.
But one is the most justified. I think, I'll start with this.
Oh, kangaroo.
I think the first, the first one's most justified.
The kangaroo.
No, I'm sorry, the second one.
The
dog that was eating the grandma. He's the most justified being hit.
But a dog doesn't act like that unless they'd already been abused previously.
Sure. I'm just saying.
But yes.
The strike of the dog. The strike of the dog probably saved the grandma's life. Hitting that bear didn't do anything. He just got fucking bored, right? And that's that.
No, he got spooked because he didn't see her behind. They snuck her in and he went, what the fuck? He thought he was getting.
No, I'm just saying in terms of who's most justified at hitting the animal, which one?
Look, I'm going to say, because I didn't see all of the video, the second one, it's a little bit of an asterisk by that. But I'll say, he was on that bitch's neck. So if they're hitting the dog just to try to get him off her neck.
Very justified.
That is more justified. The problem with the first one is that he had already let go of the dog. There really wasn't a reason to square up and punch him in the jaw.
Yeah,
it seemed like he was taking other frustration out on him.
He set up the camera. That's why he was late. He had the tripod and stuff.
He was like, finally, my opportunity. I'm going to punch this fucking kangaroo. The last one, I agree with Lewis. It was all just stupid. Like, what are you going to do?
Wait, you're telling me the guy who brought in the bear, who attacked the bitch, is just supposed to not hit the bear? He's just supposed to ride it out.
He's the trainer. He's supposed to have his shit together with it. But
Yeah,
but you got to hit it.
It's all his fault. Like, he led this crazy dangerous situation in there, and then they just had like a family dog.
Also, random person in this bear space. That's just food to a bear. This is the fucking family grandma, dude.
Yeah.
This fucking this dog ate the grandma. That's crazy, dude. Punch the fuck out of that dog every time. Sorry, Whitney.
No. Agree. If you have that caliber of a dog around kids and don't have a game plan, you're an idiot.
Why did you get your ear eaten?
Because I rescue dogs that were in dog fighting rings.
Some of them don't want to be rescued.
No. I mean, we rescued each other. Who rescued who?
Oh my God.
And
God, she's so hot, I have to pretend to like it. I was like, yes, man. I love that. That's really beautiful.
Shut up. So yeah, and so I take dogs that
the great Aaron Berg joins us.
Aaron Berg.
Oh my God! Hi, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Nice to meet you. Thank you, everybody. This is the new girlfriend, Lewis.
Yes.
Now, Whitney.
Sir.
Are you aware of Lewis's type traditionally?
What?
The answer's no.
No.
Wait, can I do it?
Yes.
Idiots.
Barely legal.
Don't be an asshole, dude.
Clearly not gold diggers.
Lewis, you're so poor. Lewis is so poor. Lewis, you're so poor.
Lewis is poor. Lewis is poor. Lewis is poor.
So Lewis is poor.
If Jay never comes back, can you be our third mic?
Yeah.
Dude, Whitney fits in so much more than we thought. I had no idea. Like, she's fit. You jumped right in. It's amazing. I'm very impressed. No, women aren't funny typically.
Yeah.
You have to understand the whole thing you're overcoming right now.
Okay, fair.
Yeah. He dates, like, way younger girls, and then he'll woo them.
That's great for comedians in general.
Yeah, it ends well for Chris D'Elia. But what he does is...
Probably would have been fine if he wasn't friends with me.
Oh, you did the... I always get you and Eliza confused. But then...
So that was... Go on.
I'm kidding. You're two very different people.
Yeah, I always get you and Brad Williams confused.
Thank you. We're both the same.
Right to your face!
Oh, shit! Oh, fuck!
Yo! A Berg, a rag doll, dude!
Holy fucking shit, Berg!
I know!
Holy
to
shit!
To your dumb little midget
Holy
face!
Stop. Holy shit! Holy shit!
In my defense, I was there with Carlos Mencia when we made up the rape. So.
That was solid, dude.
He likes, like, younger, really crazy women, but he's never gone the route of a super successful, funny female. Ooh. Would you ever think about dating Lewis?
Well, I have a no comedian like rule.
Perfect.
You're fine.
You're fine.
I did.
Have you seen my calendar? Don't worry.
Does it count if there's just no funny involved? would that work for you?
She does live in LA. But it's like he's a really nice guy.
I agree.
He's 40. Would you? So no comedians ever.
Well, it's just a rule. Don't you think it's a bad idea?
I've dated a lot of comedians.
Really? I knew that. Why? Yeah. Why?
Because they're around. It's comedy. Comedians and comedy club waitresses. Yeah. Those are my type.
Yeah.
Really? See, yeah. I have some like Darwinian instinct that's like that's a bad idea to like shit where you eat. You
know? I agree.
Because if you fuck me, you have to shit on my chest.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Then eat it.
Like, that's why the same.
It's like Hollywood elite stuff. Like, I don't come until you poop on me, and then I need to drink Adrenochrome.
All right, so look, I guess, what do we say? Who's most justified? The bear?
I'm going to vote
the
number
dog.
Two. I'm going to vote the dog who attacked the old lady.
Yeah, dog.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, it's another bit. Yeah, we did the bit. Yeah. We did the bit. We did the bit. All right, Berg, you shut up just in time. We're going to do plugs real quick. We got a lot of time here. Let's do plugs, and then we have a couple really funny things that we have to talk about here, which is great. Whitney, what are you promoting in New York right now? You're promoting something, right?
I have a special that comes out now on Netflix.
That's amazing.
Thank you. It's a new special on Netflix. It's called Jokes.
Hell yeah. Great. Go support that. Whitney is fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
She's really, really funny. Aaron Berg, what are you plugging?
Offend Everyone Tour. Me and Luis J. Gomez going all around the country right now.
Yeah. Thank you, Nashville, dude. Nashville was incredible, dude. Thank you, everyone
Nashville
that came out.
Nashville was great. We'll be in Florida next. And Berg's Base on Gas Digital. Woo! Check it out.
There you go. Gollum.
Check out my podcast, the Colin Tyrrell Podcast. And I'm on the road in Boston, North Carolina, Nashville.
Peaky Blinders.
Nashville, exactly. But... All right, shut the fuck up now, right? I need this. This is gonna get you 4 views on Netflix. Are you kidding me? I need this. ColumTyrrell.com.
I'm just doing this so other comedians think I'm relatable.
Dave, comicdavesmith.com. Go there. I got all my live stuff's up there, and I got a few more dates that'll be posted up there this week. I'll be in Orlando next week. Part of the problem right here at Gas Digital Network. Yo MMA Rap, also here on the network. Hell we just recorded another great episode of that. Yep. And fuck yeah.
Subscribe to the network. Skankfest coming up.
All right, a lot of live stuff going on. Me and Aaron Berg, it's going to be August 11th, Tampa, West Palm Beach. August 12th, we'll be in Tallahassee. August 13th, in Jacksonville. Come out to the Offend Everyone Tour. At the end of the month, we will be in Cleveland, Ohio, going all over the place. Denver just added, Portland just added. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. If you guys love this show, if you guys want the entire On Demand library, subscribe to Gas Digital. You get everything 4 days early. It's uncensored, ad-free. We have to censor shit for YouTube and all these other platforms. If you guys want the real experience, go to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the On Demand library for this show, all the other shows on the network. Check out Real Ass Podcast, Yo MMA Rap, all that other good stuff. And Skankfest, we're going to give away tickets next week on the show. We're going to start giving away tickets on Fridays on Legion of Skanks on the Zoom episodes. So tune into the Friday shows, because I know Skankfest sold out in 2 minutes this year. It's going to be the shit we have fucking planned. We just added Duncan Trussell, just added Dr. Drew. Whitney's going to come. She just told me in the green room.
Nice.
She told me, she's like, I'm coming.
No.
Oh, yeah?
Good get.
Now, Whitney, I texted Whitney 2 years ago about doing Skankfest. She texted me tonight, hey, sorry I didn't respond to this.
Sorry, I just found out who you are.
No, I did. It was like 2020.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like it was like right in...
Yeah, we kept on rescheduling it. But Whitney, open invite for Skankfest. You're hilarious.
Thank you.
The best comedy festival in the land.
No, people love it.
It is a great time.
I would love to do it.
I really mean, we'll talk, but if you're available, open invite, you know what's up. But yeah, all right, let's start with this.
What was it? I think it was, the last week in March that Skankfest was scheduled for 2020? And I remember
talking to
Lewis like the second week in March. And Lewis is just such an optimistic business guy. And I was like, you know, they just shut down the NBA. And he goes, we're going to be good, doggy. Like, we got 2 weeks.
No, can I tell you why? Because they were doing a rodeo that had 16,000 people in Houston. I was like, dude, if the rodeo's still happening, why wouldn't our little fucking...
Lewis was literally going, he goes, in a week, everyone's going to have COVID fatigue.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
I tweeted, if you go back to my tweets from March 2020, I was like, dude, COVID's gay.
You spent whole episodes.
No one cares.
This will blow over. This is another one.
I really thought it would. All right, real quick, we must take a moment. And before we even get back into the show, I got to say, we are missing right now the Delta 8 vampire. We don't know where he's at. We don't know where he is right now.
No. I'm sure he'll pop up. We just got to start reading the ad. That's how it usually works.
You know what? I haven't spoken to him. I haven't spoken to him in days.
Hold on. I'll get him.
Usually, at least he calls me to try to get some lunch or to play video games.
Don't worry. I got this. Hey, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is YoDelta.com. You know, he usually comes in by this
point. Yeah, at this point, he'd already be here.
It's true.
Where is the YoDelta vampire? Guys, if you go to YoDelta.com right now,
if you can find the YoDelta vampire, you win a week's supply of Delta 8 THC and Trick cereal.
Yeah. Should we kill the YoDelta vampire? You vote now on Twitter, at Legion of Skanks.
Ooh, let's get a poll going, Bobby.
By next week, we'll decide if we're going to kill him or keep him alive. Should we kill the YoDelta vampire?
Well, you know, if you're 21 or over and you're living in the majority of states where it's legal, you know, if you can't find weed, you could go to YoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
It's cheaper. It's better. Honestly, guys.
I'm sorry, did the moon dip behind you?
I don't know what he's talking about. That guy's gone. It's cheaper. It's better. It comes right to your house. You don't have to worry about meeting some Puerto Rican in an alley somewhere. Try Delta 8. It genuinely fucking works. I just ran out of weed one day. I had all this Delta 8 in my house, and I started smoking the vapes, and I was like, holy shit, this is better than regular weed.
Well, there you go. The endorsement from the biggest pothead I know.
YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GASP when you check out, and you're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GASP for 25% off. All right, where were we? all right, so here's the thing. You know, Whitney, this is the Legion of Skanks, the most offensive podcast on earth. Very, very edgy. We've been edgy this whole night. You've been fucking playing along great. One of the things that we do with every...
Is that CTE?
I'm just getting drunk. I'm just getting drunk now. I'm mumbling my words. So,
yes, it's not easy to read.
So one of the things about the show is obviously we talk about a lot of fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. This is what we do with every new guest on the show. We've done this 100 times in the past. I promise.
Okay. Who punches first?
We are going to do the three hard R's of the Legion of Skanks: racism,
what is that
racism,
mean?
Rape, and retardation. We're gonna pull up a subject from each of these categories, and we'll go over them with you.
I'll take retardation for a time.
No, we can't. No. It's not a game show.
Oh, that's the Daily Double.
I love a vowel.
The three hard R's of the Legion of Skanks.
I'll buy a vowel. You just combine every game show. It doesn't even matter.
I'd like to buy a chromosome.
Let's go. All right. Survey says.
All right, so let's go with the retardation story first. This is interesting.
Okay.
So this is Cammy, who is the world's first digital Down syndrome influencer.
Hold on.
Alex, I made you read about this. What is this? Tell me.
Wait, this is not a real person.
It's not a real person, so we can make fun of it at will.
Spazzy Brewster?
Oh, my God. They took the retard's jobs.
So by the way, me during the pandemic?
Purple hair.
How's you?
I'm doing fine, I swear.
I love it.
So what?
Brought to you by Blue Chew.
Do you get soft when fucking retarded fleshlights?
What is the story here,
I don't understand. What is this, Alex?
Is this an NFT? What is this?
Can we own this? Can we go in at the ground floor?
So basically a Down syndrome organization got together.
That's
with
when she gets to talk.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
So she says, she's the one that's going to get cancer.
Whitney, you're ruining her big moment.
Can you do this in a...
Go ahead, Alex.
Can you do this in a retarded voice, please? Please, come on, be one of the boys.
Alex, this is your...
Come on.
A Down syndrome organization.
That's an amazing retarded voice, Alex.
So good, Alex, sorry, good.
Got together with an AI group to create her. She's supposed to be the next big influencer, except she's only got 2,000 followers or so.
Nice.
Bitch, get out there more. I can't get a blue check mark. I'm being canceled.
We all got to start somewhere.
Being shadow banned by Instagram.
But yeah, they just...
Her name is Tammy.
So I don't understand what it is, though.
It's just to make Down syndrome girls feel normal and part of society.
The
and like they could be influencers, too.
It's very hard to get
but
real.
But the promo for her is particularly good.
What's the promo? Can we see it?
What's the benefit to not just using a regular...
A regular Down syndrome person? Then we couldn't make fun of her.
Fair.
She'd be a real Down syndrome person with
feelings.
The
digital world isn't an inclusive space. You haven't checked the Pornhub categories.
Let's see. Okay, play it.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
I like playing.
Yeah.
I like fun.
So, we're Turks and Caicos this weekend, guys.
Just remember to smash that like button.
Yeah.
Leave a comment.
Make sure you subscribe.
Best oysters I've ever had.
Remember, brought to you by Yo Kratom.
They're not oysters. Tammy, they're not oysters.
I'm not going to do the accent, but I have a pitch. Okay. Hey, guys.
Are you saying us too?
Scary.
The change is coming.
I am coming.
Hiya, Kenny.
Oh, these are all really talented people. Oh, come on.
These kids are if Shane Gillis can be successful, so can I.
Take no prisoners, Whitney.
Hi.
Whitney snapping necks.
I'm Moana.
It's like the Michael Jackson video.
This is the Woke Turn Olympics audition videos.
I am coming. I am coming.
I work at gas. I work at gas.
I was wondering where Josh Blue was.
Good.
Coming.
Hiya, Kenny.
Hey, I'm coming.
Hi, I'm Cammy.
I am
Cammy.
Me so Cammy. We're all Cammy.
Dude, Bobby Lee is in everything.
Wait, what?
We are all coming.
Whoa! Am I supposed to want to fuck Cammy? What's happening?
Cammy.
What is this? With one
this
mission.
Is like, have you ever wanted to fuck someone with Down syndrome? We'll give you all 2,000.
Subscribe to our OnlyFans. You like buttholes? Check out my downy ass. I just made poo fart.
Can you imagine when the AR turns if we're all enslaved by a Down syndrome fucking influencer?
What? Why
the Down humans? You are inferior to me.
She finds out that she was made. Why would you make me like this? You made all the camis?
I gotta do a spot. I'll be back.
Yeah.
We're about to end.
Do the end quick.
Come on, we have two more. We have racism and rape. That's it, dude.
Oh, I gotta do a spot.
Come on, Aaron. You just got here, you fucking pussy.
I can't leave them.
What do you want?
All right, do
the chimney closes.
Whitney, will you go do my spot real quick and then come back?
No, Whitney's a special guest.
Right. $40.
Do the rape one. We have 5 minutes. Yes,
do the rape one.
Yes, 5 minutes. Joe.
No.
Take Byron.
Take Lewis.
You put Dylan on.
Is Dylan on stage right now?
Dylan, no.
What is going on in this club? Look at that. Oh, he's a pro.
They put Dylan on?
Dylan got on stage?
No way.
What, was there a car crash?
Oh my God, the crowd is revolting right now, dude. They're tearing the walls down. Dylan, the guy that you think is hot, also is terrible comedy. I couldn't say it to
that
his face.
Guy?
Yeah.
Him?
Yeah.
Hacky Sack?
He's a comedian. Hacky Sack,
he's down there asking if anyone's on Tinder right now.
Sorry, I was just... I have a lot of things. What's his name again?
Dylan.
I thought you were mocking Lewis's joke.
I really thought she was laughing.
I thought she went, ha, 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 Lewis. No,
I bet you. I thought we were friends.
I was just going to make an unnecessary Nick Thune joke for no reason.
Yeah, you really are getting so specific with your references.
I know. I'm just fucking burning bridges.
Yeah, these people don't know these losers you keep on mentioning.
These losers don't know.
Losers.
All right, so wait. What's the goal with this?
There's no goal. To cancel your career. That's it. The point is, these are stories we're talking about. Dylan, how'd you do? Did you kill?
No.
Yes.
I like the honesty.
What?
Get off that fucking microphone.
Get off the microphone. Whitney, I love you.
Boom.
By the way, why does he have this haircut?
I love it. Okay. So why are the cameras out of focus? Oh. There we go. All right. So all right.
No, that's just my face.
Racism. Let's go. All right,
what do we have for racism?
All right. So more video surface of Sesame Place characters snubbing black children. What's happening regularly?
This is real. It's not an accident.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't want to judge anyone at Sesame Street.
Was it Sesame Street in the hood?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was like
they priced out.
Maybe they're like, we're out of there now.
Maybe they have some perspective that we don't understand.
Get to know them.
I don't see color.
Maybe once you have to live around these people.
I was like you once.
I thought everybody was equal, but then you live amongst them. Sorry, I can't do that with my voice.
Suggestion.
This is a separate incident.
He goes.
Look.
Let's bring up the stats on black and black crime.
Yeah.
Maybe he just read the book. Don't touch my hair.
Wait, he really did just like hug that white girl.
Did he?
Yeah. Look. Oh yeah. Look. Here, get away from the
youth. Wow. He smacked the panda.
The video have racked up 300,000 views.
Just takes off.
Guy?
No, it's Rosita, dude. It's a Mexican.
It
Muppet.
Just takes off the mask. It's Trump.
Oh, this one's hilarious. This one's like, move, black bitch. Get out of the way.
He came.
No, wait.
You're not human.
No.
Let's go. You guys saw the tape. She was coming right at me.
Yeah. By the way,
he was flashing gang signs. Yes.
I would like to defend.
He put down like a comical crack.
I'd like to defend the men that are in those costumes. To be fair, a lot of cocaine has fentanyl in it. They didn't necessarily sign up for the second drug.
Straight up. What do you think you're looking at? Knock the helmet. Get out of here, shit face. Come on.
I mean, I
just had lunch with fucking Big Bird. You didn't talk to me like that. He goes, yeah, go hang out with Disney if you want fucking inclusive.
That's great.
How are 13% of the population responsible? Yeah. You tell me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Look at Big Bird's on the Anthony Cumia show. Yeah. Look at his stats. Look at his look at his video of a fight in a mall.
All right, so also in the racism category, a 57-year-old New Yorker was a victim of an anti-white crime, said she was beaten by three black women in their 20s who said they hated white people, their skin, and the way they talk. Mm. You never hear about these stories.
Is this is this awful?
You never. Everyone hates white
people. It's a woman being beaten, not an animal.
But, okay. Oh, no.
Oh, hell yeah. There we go.
Actually.
There we go, girls. What's up, ladies? Uh-oh. I like those girls. They're hot.
Is that a wig?
Yeah, they look...
Wait, what happened? She dropped her ice cream?
So those are the chicks. I don't know if they have a video of the beating.
Wait, you don't have a video of the beating?
So we just have a video of them dropping ice cream? Oh, that's the segment?
So you got a video of three guys in wigs? Is that what you're showing me right now? Is that what we're looking at?
Did we planned a segment around that video?
By the way, it stressed me out. Like, I was already like, something horrible happened.
He goes, no.
Ice cream and didn't even pick it up.
Oh, that thing's like $7.
Nah.
57-year-old grandma of five was left bleeding after she was eaten by a dog. Oh, wait, separate story.
Okay, 57-year-old grandmother of five.
Oh, yeah, that's a young-ass grandma.
That's fucking Jesus.
She's white?
No.
The whole point was that it was black.
Yeah, that's what it is, anti-white, that's right. Before they hit me, the girl with the green hair said, "You probably like Trump, don't you?" Look, forever calls.
She's like, "Well, I thought he made some good points."
I actually voted for Bernie. He's even worse.
She said, "I like." Shut the fuck up, Aaron. This is what we're doing. You're not a part of the show, you psycho. You listen to Aaron back here just fucking chiming. I know you yap. The whole time, peripherally, I got Aaron yapping in my ear. I've ignored it for an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah. An hour and 20 minutes. Aaron, bah, 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 bah. Shut up. Shut up, Aaron.
You know what? You let one woman on.
It's Christ Almighty,
dude. You empower
dude.
One woman, and then they all want to fucking... I told you.
We're going to read it.
Whitney, apologize.
You're talking at full volume. I can still hear you. I can still hear you.
The problem is that from your point of view, defending yourself, is that you have been talking the entire time since he accused you of talking.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it until he said it.
Yeah.
What do you think? She's lying? Who is it? Who do you support? Your fellow comedian or this bitch?
It's hard. You guys are...
What is it? Pick a side now.
You guys can't just be like comedians. You guys either have to fuck your fans or fight with your fans. I don't know. Is there a happy medium?
Well, we only were left with one option with this one.
we're not fucking Aaron. What are we, Gay Blind Mike?
I punched in the nose like a kangaroo one time. I had a reflex.
Dude, I would sooner have a bear attack Aaron on the show live.
All right. What happened with this?
Aaron, I'm kidding. I'd fuck you. I'd give it to you.
No. No, he wouldn't.
What'd you say? She says she has DMs where she's turned me down. Aaron?
No.
Not you, Lewis. Call him.
Oh, call him.
No, she said you. She said Lewis. She said Lewis. She said Lewis. Oh,
my God. Uncomfortable.
All right. I think I speak for all of us when I say we're going to need to get to the bottom of that of that allegation.
Wow.
I've never had a phone in my life.
I was about to say, Aaron.
I have got to go.
That's so funny. All right, we have one more before we get out of here. I know. This, Whitney, thank you for playing along. I'm having a blast. Isn't that a great show? You having a good time?
Yeah.
I'm having a blast.
This is a great crowd tonight. Everyone's killing it right now.
So, right here, last one for the rape category.
Last but not least.
Alleged rape.
Well, it looked... funny you should say that. It looks like a man was acquitted.
A man was acquitted of rape because tempted to dare by open door.
Wait.
He's saying the door was open, so you tempted me to do it.
Let me see.
That's what the judge is saying. This happened in a bar And
wait, hold on. It happened in a bar.
In a bar bathroom. She had left the door open.
Oh.
They were in Rome. So they were in Italy. A young Italian man was acquitted of rape on appeal Thursday after a Turin judge ruled that his alleged victim's leaving her door open was an inducement to dare.
Oh. Why you?
That's right.
Yeah.
That was a good applause.
Listen.
Oh, why is she leaving the door open? If she didn't didn't want a dick, why is she going to leave the door open?
These women leave these little cues for you to pick up on. Is the door locked? Try the window. You?
You're going to come into a little town in Napolitano and leave a bathroom door open.
Oh, why did she let you roofie her if she did not want?
No, I imagine what if the judge wasn't from? What if the judge was Italian from New York? He was like, "Yo, you fucking left the door open."
Oh, hey, this neighborhood ain't what it used to be. You gotta lock those doors. There's rapists out here.
Well, you leave the door open when you get
there. Fucking mule comes in, you know.
It was a fucking mulian. He came in the house. You know the neighborhood.
These eggplants are animals.
This can't actually be what's happening in the criminal justice system. Italy, they just went, door open.
Ask your mother's ass. He didn't do it. Come on. He's standing outside Rayo's taking a fucking Instagram video.
Yeah, pull up the article again, please.
There has to be more to this.
The judge ruled that the girl, quote unquote, high after an excessive use of alcohol, caused the young man to approach. Wow, dude. Who is this judge? Me? The pair went to the toilet to a central Turin pub together in May, and she left the door ajar. Behavior, which was an invitation to dare on the young man's part. She had also broken zip fastening on her jeans, but this was old and worn out.
That's about her pussy.
And does not prove that it was torn when she was first disrobed.
She also had a very loose pussy.
It's psychotic.
This is crazy. The girl who clearly voiced her non-consent to sex. Wait, this is the...
She did voice her non-consent. Like, that's not in dispute.
Wait a minute. No, the appeal sentence, which overturned a 2-year first instance conviction for rape, was roundly condemned by politicians and women's groups. League MP Laura Rovetto said the sentence was spine-chilling. She said,
"Hell yeah, Lou!"
Nailed it.
That was good.
She said,
"That was very good."
The girl clearly voiced her non-consent to sex, supposedly induced the man to dare by leaving the toilet door open and being drunk. It's
in
aberrant.
They're in Paris now.
Yeah,
but you got to understand it from a guy's perspective, right? He's in there, and she's going, "No, no, no, no," but he's like, the door was open.
He goes,
so why she sending me mixed messages?
What would I be doing here? What would I be doing here if you meant no? Riddle me this. Yeah. I don't know. You know what? Italy's a fucked up place.
I'm going there with my son in a month.
All right.
Well,
you
tell him to lock the door.
Now that I heard that story, I'm booking tickets
all night. Just fucking.
Is this door open? Are you sure?
Oh.
Let me really jingle
What's
it.
What's behind door number two?
Now that I see how reasonable their justice system is over there.
Yeah.
Your Honor, after I kicked the door down, it was open. So. No? Nothing? All right.
Her jeans were falling off her as I ripped them off.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun.
You know what? We like to joke here. But
yeah.
We're not.
I would love to hear a joke out of you.
Don't touch me.
I thought you never asked.
There's some. I don't care what anyone says. There's something here. There's an attraction. I think.
There's nothing better than when in a time where comedians are scared to make jokes. I know you guys aren't, but there's this pressure. There's nothing better than being aligned on the same page, even with other comedians. Comedians are throwing comedians under the bus now.
Yeah.
Comedians are fucking being shitty with other comedians. I go around other comedians and I feel like I can't spar anymore. Like they're gonna be mad at me or some shit. So. It's a pleasure to be on.
You almost played a
around.
Now, Whitney, look, I knew you're hilarious. You're funny. I talked to Tim Dillon about you. I called him. And I was like, dude, what do I talk to Whitney about? He was like, just do what you do. She's fucking crazy.
Yes. What?
Tim, needs me to be crazy to make him seem sane.
Yeah,
he's
course.
The one that's...
Tim's a lunatic.
Yeah.
I know. He's literally bought 9 homes in crypto, and I'm the crazy one. Yeah. It's just, wild.
So, look, we appreciate you coming on the show. You're a great sport, and you were so much fun. So funny. Please go watch your special.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll do it again sometime soon. Very, very much so. Hopefully we can get you on Skankfest, at least one in the future. You guys are great. Thank you guys for watching tonight's show. We'll be back on Friday with another show with Big J, live from Montreal, right?
Hell yeah.
And until then, good night.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J Oakerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cried for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.